The second round of payments to farmers affected by President Trump's trade war with China will soon get sent out. But as James Dawson reports, the bulk of that money is largely skipping our region.
That's because 75% of the $9.4 billion set aside to help farmers is going to those who grow soybeans. Soybeans aren't really grown in the West. Meanwhile, payments for crops in the Mountain West are getting pennies on the dollar from the feds compared to current market prices. Take wheat, for example. Stacy Satterley is the executive director of the Idaho Grain Producers Association. She says she's thankful for a bit of relief, but
14 cents is nowhere near enough to make our farmers whole based on what they've lost on trade. And the other side of it is, you know, rather than a payment, we would just like to be able to trade.
Satterley says there's still a strong demand for wheat in the U.S. and other countries. Still, she says some of her growers are stuffing grain into silos to try to ride out a trade war they hope will end soon. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm James Dawson.